But Mike Waldie, I've known Mike for quite some time. I got to know him. I know for sure before he became the head football coach Mike Dangerfield back about 3 or 4 years ago. And before that, was it Woodville High School? Is that right, Mike?
It sure was. Well, good to hear from you, man. How's everything?
I'm doing great. No question about it. Paul Catalina, my co-host, this is ESPN Central Texas. Mike reached out to me earlier today when Munoz became official, or at least was reported by Bruce Feldman. And you told me about how impressed you are. You helped set up Steve Barrows, who was on earlier today with Craig and Q. What about Munoz makes this young man so special?
Well, you know, first of all, as a player, George was our quarterback at Little Bethany College in Kansas back in 1995. And we went 11-1, led the nation in offense at 51 points a game. And George was, without a doubt, the best player that I've ever been a part of. Phenomenal Division I transfer back to this little school in Kansas. But from day one, George was special for other reasons. And what we could do back in the 90s when other people weren't in five wides and picking people apart and checking at the line and going no huddle. Nobody knew about it because it was in little, you know, what I called Andy Griffith world, Little Sweden, USA, Lindsborg, Kansas. But George has been doing that for three decades now. And as he came up in the coaching profession, we stayed real close. He was with a little Bethany tree. Coach Kessinger, our head coach at Bethany, is in the Hall of Fame, over 200 wins. Coach Russ Martin at SEMO and then now at Colorado Mesa, and Coach Barrows at Anderson and Charleston Southern. And he just got his breaks up the ladder until he started everybody realizing how good this cat was. And next thing you know, he's the OC at Eastern Illinois and Louisiana Lafayette. And now he's posing with the Heisman. You know, he's just his offensive mind is elite. And he's been that way since he was, you know, when I met him and he was 21 years old. So they got a good one if this works out. I hope so, and he'll be about 2 hours from us.
So Dave Aranda is a guy who has been, you know, talked about as this guy who has this football mind that is, you know, works on all these different levels. So Coach Munoz is kind of on the same way, but just on the different side of the ball. Is that what you're saying?
I am. I think George has been around some things that people are doing now for so long that it's second nature. And some people just can see the field, guys. You know, in the coaching profession, you study film and you can work as hard as you can. And some guys can just see it and some guys can't. George is that guy that no matter where he's at on the field, he sees the backside corner. He sees the defensive end pressure. He sees the movement. We've talked football for years now, and there's just – there's only one way to explain George. He's one of those true football genius guys, and I think it's shown by, you know, the chances he's gotten and what he's done now on the big stage at LSU. But I'm telling you, and there's a lot of coaches out there like him that just never get that break. He's been doing it since little NAIA football at Bethany College.
So do you feel like because of the success of LSU, obviously Joe Burrow made a point to bring him to the Heisman Trophy presentation, mm-hmm. made a point to say something about him when all the attention was really on either Joe Brady or Steve Ensminger or Joe Burrow. Do you feel like this was his big break to have this opportunity?
I do, and I think thankfully, there's a little pocket of people that knew it, but now the world knows it, or most people that at least follows college football. Same thing, how many people knew who Joe Burrow was 2.5 years ago probably? You know, so I'm just so proud of George, not only because of his ability and the type of person and dad that he's become, but just because he's been this good for so long, and this is the prime example of no matter how small, no matter how big, if you've been gifted, you'll find your way to it. And George is one of those guys that I'm so proud that people are finally paying attention to what this cat can do, because he's special. He is special.
It is kind of a unique skill to be what appears to be a quarterback whisperer. Is that because he played the position like he did?
Well, I think without a doubt. There's just, you know, when quarterbacks get around other quarterbacks, and I haven't seen George here recently, but I tell you, he threw the prettiest ball I've ever seen. So I promise you, he still throws a good one. But just when you get back there and people see how you handle a football and that they can actually show you a drill and some of the things that George not only did for a long time, but honestly can probably still do very effectively, that first of all gains a lot of respect for these true quarterback guys. But to be able to talk the game and see it from his eyes, because he knows exactly what it's like to be, you know, in that gun, under that center, seeing the blitz come and making the adjustments necessary. I just think whether you like it or not, as a coach that just studies it versus someone that's played it, you can just coach it and teach it differently. And George is one of those guys that has that offensive mindset, but then in particular with the quarterback position, it's just – you know, this the leagues these days, from NFL to Major Division One, and what LSU's done this year is a prime example. It is a quarterback game, and I'm a defensive guy, but mm-hmm. that's about mine. If you don't have a quarterback, you're not going to win big, and therefore, to me, if you don't have the right quarterback coach, you know, you're already one, you know, in a bad spot to begin with.
Well, you mentioned as well one of the stops in his ladder, continually trying to find the next opportunity, was at Eastern Illinois. Paul, you know a couple of guys that came out of Eastern Illinois?
Mike Shanahan and Tony Romo. Sean Payton.
Yeah, a few of those guys that have been in that. That's kind of like a place that has developed either NFL coaches or quarterbacks as well. So I'm sure there's a little bit of that that's rubbed off. But what kind of person is he?
Well, George is a guy that, you know, when I first met, you know, of course, he's a Division I transfer coming in from California, a little central, you know, Kansas. What in the world is this guy doing here? But from day one, he's had a big heart. He's an ultra competitor, so he and I got along right away because of that. We just, whatever it takes to win type guy. So we've hit it off from the get-go because of our competitiveness. But now he's grown into, he met his wife there at Bethany. They're, mm-hmm. you know, had this whole time together, two wonderful children. So George has just led one of those great lives, and he's a guy that came from, you know, the coast and settled in the Midwest, and then probably be just as happy today if he was, you know, the head coach at Bethany College or Anderson or some of these small schools he started at, as he is hopefully about to come to Baylor and what he's just done at LSU. He's just not changed. And even he and I haven't been together in, goodness, over two decades now as far as working together goes or being around each other. And yet on most days, if I send him a quick DM or something, it's almost an immediate response back. He doesn't have to do those kind of things. That's just the person that George is, and he's going to be a huge asset wherever he ends up. I'm hoping it's here, you know, in Waco for the Baylor fans and for the Big 12, because he will bring a different brand of excitement to that league. I'm telling you, he's got something special.
Well, when the report came, in fact, I'll give Mike Scarborough from Tiger Bait covers LSU. He's the one that gave me the nugget about a week ago. Hey, put out right now. I thought Jorge Munoz, LSU analyst, as someone that Dave Aranda has targeted to be a part of his staff. And then when I was talking to you earlier, I said, oh, by the way, is it Jorge or is it George? And what did you tell everyone when you told me?
Well, I just chuckled again when you said Jorge. We all know him as Jorge. And then, you know, I'll never forget, we were at the AFCA convention together, and there was a change in staff going on off yet. And he and I were sitting together, you know, having an adult beverage, wondering what was going to go on. And, you know, he's introducing himself to different people as George Munoz. And as they'd walk away, we would chuckle because, you know, he's transformed from Jorge to George. But we, you know, from back in the day, he was little Jorge Munoz ripping balls right and left and scoring 50 points a game into the, you know, hopefully, Division One, you know, standout coach that he's become in George Munoz. I know he goes by both, but probably behind closed doors, there's a lot of people that have known him from a long time ago that still call him Jorge. I can tell you that for sure.
Mike, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
From Steve of Gaming.